Hi everyone, welcome to this episode of Slack and Discuss Problem. My name is Shawal and I'm your host for today. I think I know what some of you are thinking, okay? Please rest assured that Arvin is fine. He has not been pornified. Okay, for those of you that don't get the joke and don't understand what I'm talking about, right, please refer to the previous episode where we talk about the POFMA Act and its implications. All right, so for today's episode, we are going to talk about majority privilege. Okay, I myself, I think I'm some kind of a minority. Okay, I'll explain it with three variables: race, language, and religion. Okay, race, I am Malay. Okay, for language, I can speak English, Chinese, and Hokkien. See the problem so far? And lastly, for religion, I'm a free thinker. Okay, so there's a problem. Okay, so for those of you out there that are watching this episode, okay, and you have the same configuration as me, I feel you, bro. You must have had it tough. Hi, welcome back. And for today, joining us will be Maria and Jolovan. Okay, why don't you guys introduce yourself to our audience over there?
Hi, I'm Maria. I'm a second year student at NUS and I'm currently studying psychology.
Hello, I'm Jolovan and I'm a social worker.
Okay, so they have introduced themselves. Okay, so as per usual, okay, our tradition here at Slack and Discuss Problem, we usually start with a game and today is no different. Okay, today the game that we are going to do is called Multicultural equals to Multilingual? Question mark. Okay, so players are supposed to guess the phrase, the common phrases that I'm going to tell them. These things you can hear in a coffee shop very easily. Yeah? Okay, so for the first phrase, I'm going to start with Maria. Okay, what does boya ai lim cui mai mean? I repeat again. Boya ai lim cui mai.
I've never heard that phrase before.
Never heard that phrase before? Okay, kopitiam uncle, you all need to do your work. Okay, people never hear before. Boya ai lim cui mai. Okay, kopitiam uncle.
Okay, can you give me a hint?
It has got to do with the waiter at the coffee shop. So I repeat the phrase, is boya ai lim cui mai. Usually they say in a less sensual way.
Sorry? Can you take my order?
Okay, close enough. Okay, it is, boy, would you like a drink? Oh. So that's the actual, that's the okay. Actual meaning of it. Okay, boy, would you like a drink? Okay, and then for Jolovan, okay, yes. The next phrase is directed at you. The phrase is, sayang, nak tambah nasi tak?
Darling.
That's right. Sayang is correct.
Have you had rice?
Okay, close enough, close enough. Okay. Almost correct. Okay. Is would you like to add more rice?
Oh, would you like to add more rice?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Correct.
I feel,
No worries, no worries. Just doing a check to see whether Singaporeans really multicultural and multilingual. Okay, so next, directed at Maria. Okay. 小弟,鸡饭两块钱. What does it mean? 小弟,鸡饭两块钱.
Xiao means small, I think, right?
Correct, it means small.
Small girl, small younger sister.
Small boy.
Small boy.
Okay, 鸡饭两块钱.
I have no idea,
okay. 鸡饭 is chicken rice. Okay, 两块钱 is $2.
Oh.
Okay, so 鸡饭两块钱. Okay, so never mind, no worries. Okay, we'll move on to Jolovan again. Okay, next.
Very stressed, no?
Next, Jolovan, this one easy. Dah makan belum?
Alamak, don't know.
No? You know, really? Okay, so as you can see, Singaporeans are not really multilingual, although we claim multicultural. Okay, last one, directed at both of you. Okay, one of the politicians used it during one of the campaigning, okay, and got into trouble for this. Okay, both of you can answer, but one at a time, Maria and Jolovan, right? Hobo! Repeat again. Hobo! Maria?
Is that Chinese?
Hokkien.
No idea.
Best guess, just guess.
Is it a remark or?
It's greeting. It's a greeting.
Hello?
Yeah, you can call it hello, okay, Jolovan?
Literally, it's good or not, right? So, how are you?
Good or not, good or not. Yeah. So, the politician that I was talking about, you can go and search it up. Who said hobo and got into trouble? Okay, you're going to find out. I cannot be feeding you everything. Okay, so, with the game over, right? Okay, I would like to ask you some questions. Okay, just be chill about it. Okay, it's simple questions. Okay, the first question is, how do you think our government can better improve the society by doing... No, no, just kidding. Here's the first question is, have you experienced a case of majority privilege? Okay, how did it happen? What's the process like? What is the majority privilege that you experienced personally?
Okay, so far I've experienced quite a few throughout my life, but I think the more prominent one was when I entered uni and I went for school camps, and a lot of the cheers and songs were in Chinese, so it was a bit difficult for me to participate. And most of, like, a lot of the games also use Chinese words. So, I mean, it wasn't very bad for me because my friends tried to explain it to me, but it was very hard to participate because I couldn't, like, pronounce the words properly, that kind of stuff, or to memorize songs in Chinese, that kind of thing. So I can't do that kind of stuff. So it did make me feel a bit, like, left out when they started singing Chinese songs and stuff like that.
Understand. Yeah. I never felt that way. I never thought of it that way. Because maybe I'm a majority, I have majority privilege, but I don't
because
know.
Because you speak Chinese.
Yeah, of course, I can speak Chinese and Hokkien. So, I never thought of it that way, okay? But valid point, okay? Viewers at home, if you all share this same problem, right, please let us know in the comments. Okay, we like to interact with you. Let us know if you also have this problem yourself as well. Okay, how about Jonathan? Do you have any personal experience with majority privilege?
Oh, yes, definitely, because I'm from the majority race, right? So when I walk out on the street, I'm guaranteed to see people who look like me. Yeah, when I'm in a room, definitely I'll see people who look like me. Or when I go to the hawker center or food court, I will definitely be able to find the food that I want that's catered for people of my ethnicity. So being a Chinese person in Singapore, yeah, I have a lot of privileges lah. Yeah.
So it has privileges, but do you think as a Chinese in Singapore, is there any like thing that is a con instead of a privilege? Is there something that, oh, because I'm Chinese, I got this problem? Okay, I'm not talking about the problem with the, what, is it because I'm Chinese? It's not that incident. Okay, other incident. For those of you that don't know about it, there was this, with a private hire, okay, there was this girl passenger, and then her last argument was, is it because I'm Chinese? Okay, I think most of you already know lah. Okay, I don't need to explain too much. Okay, yeah. So, is there any case where, when you are Chinese, then but you also have some issues in Singapore lah, in Singapore context?
Well, yeah lah. I guess when I'm with people who speak another language, yeah, because there are also a lot of like foreigners and migrants in Singapore, right? So, so then when I'm in a room, say, full of people who are Indonesians or Filipinos, so then they talk among themselves, so I may not. So I don't understand what they're saying lah. But that's only a very temporary thing lah, right? It's not my life. Like, it's only at that moment in time. So I wouldn't say that it's like being excluded or being discriminated against lah.
So being the majority, sometimes you also experience the same feelings as the minorities. Just that most of the time, according to you, right, it's like most of the time you're fine. Everywhere I got food to eat, everywhere I have people that look like me.
Yeah, like everything is catered to people like me lah. Yeah, okay. So that makes things easier for me. Yeah, definitely.
Understand. So, for Maria, yeah, do you think that there's any privilege in being a minority? Okay, we talk about majority privilege. You know, I'm just gonna flip it around, play the devil's advocate. Okay, is there any privilege in being a minority?
I feel like because we are a minority, the community is more close knit. So maybe in the sense that when I finally see another Malay or another Indian person, like a minority person, I will feel a bit more at ease. It's like an ally, that kind of thing. Someone I can relate to, someone who can relate to me. So, in that like sense, we feel more like a stronger sense of camaraderie within our own community. And I think that is one of the perks of being a minority.
So can I say like, because it's a smaller village, so got more kampong spirit, that's what you're trying to say.
Exactly.
Okay, so in Singapore context, right, if we compare around the world, okay, do you think in Singapore, this this majority privilege issue, right, is a big issue or a small issue? On a scale of 1 to 10 in Singapore, how much do you think the minorities are getting away with privileges from a scale of 1 to 10? How convenient do you think they are? I'll ask Maria first.
10 being very extreme, is it?
Yeah, 10 being the extreme or super convenient. I go out, the food already, all have everything good.
Maybe like a 7.
7, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, and then for Jonathan, how would you rate?
Oh, very hard, huh? Because I'm in the majority, right? So I wouldn't know how bad it is.
Yeah. Yeah,
for, I mean, I can imagine it could be bad for a lot of people, lah. Yeah, but because I haven't personally experienced, very hard for me to rank, lah.
Understand. Okay, but as a person from majority, right, I got this question for you. How do you think we can make it better so that minorities like us, we feel a bit less bad? What do you think we can do
as individuals? Less bad. What do you mean by that? Feel less bad?
Means when we go out, right, we also feel included. What can you do as
an individual? What can I do?
Yeah, as an individual, how can you accommodate minorities like us so that we feel less underprivileged?
Don't 讲华语啦, definitely. Don't 讲华语. That's definitely one thing. Don't speak Mandarin.
Okay, that's what my teacher tell me too. Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, Miss Chan, I agree.
So, because that's a very bad habit, right? Especially, you know, when a bunch of Chinese Singaporeans come together and then they speak Mandarin, and then you have one Malay or Indian person standing there, and then, you know, they don't feel included, lah. Yeah, so I think that's a very common thing that happens in ours.
I feel it in army also. All my bunkmates, all Malay, foreign. Okay, so how about you? What do you think as minorities, what can we do to make our situations better so we don't feel so underprivileged?
I think a lot of, especially youngsters nowadays, they don't really be racist purposely. They're not racist purposely. So they overlook a lot of things. So for example, if they want to go out for lunch as a group, they wouldn't suggest like a halal place to include the Malay person. But that's like without thinking. So I think for the Malay person, what they can do is to point it out to them. Like, hey guys, can we go to somewhere that's halal?
Okay, good point, good point. Yeah. So audience, you heard this. Okay, stand up for yourself. Okay, so speak up and stand up for yourself. Okay, yeah. So that's a good point. I never really thought of that also. Yeah, so for those of us in the minority, we should probably speak up more often, speak up so that the majority also can understand us better and maybe they can cater to us. Maybe they're not, like she said, they're not purposely being racist or they're not purposely trying to exclude you. Okay, they're just trying to, they're just not thinking in general. Okay, they're just doing that, going through their day thinking that everybody's the same as them. Because like Jonathan said, maybe as a majority, you don't really feel
But on the other hand, it is important for those on the majority to be more sensitive, lah. Right, and not just wait for the minority to speak up and to say, right? Yeah, because being majority, you know, we need to be able to be aware, of people who don't enjoy the same kind of benefits that we do, lah.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Jonathan, I understand that you're some kind of an activist.
Okay, so not some kind, I am an activist.
Okay, so I'm going to direct this question at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What do you think our government has done so far? Because we talk about individual. Okay, what do you think our government has done so far? Okay, to solve this majority privilege issue, and what do you think they can do furthermore?
Well, yeah, I think the government has emphasized a lot on multiracialism and racial harmony, lah. Yeah, but at the same time, there are a lot of things about, you know, Singaporean life that reinforces racial privilege, and that's also very racist, lah. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Any examples specifically?
Okay. Like, say for instance, we have SEP schools. Yeah. So I don't think SEP schools is something which we should continue to have. I don't think we should have like an institution where there's like 99% Chinese people. Yeah. Because we are supposed to be a multiracial society. Yeah. So I'm not saying don't have. I'm not saying don't teach Chinese culture. I think people should be able to appreciate and learn and teach what they want. Yeah, but we shouldn't have it. We shouldn't have this SEP school system where everybody, you know, just comes to where only one race comes together under one institution and they only see each other every day and they don't meet people of other races. I think that's not good. Yeah. So that reinforces a lot of racial hierarchies in Singapore. Yeah, okay. and I also think we should get rid of this whole racial categories. Yeah, in our IC, in our bureaucracy, because we're all Singaporeans, right? So why are we emphasizing
the
so
race
much?
Part on, of it.
Yeah, why are we emphasizing the race part? Yeah, so I think the racialization of Singaporeans is something that we shouldn't have.
Understand. Yeah, so for me, right, myself, right, I think one of the government policy that I can understand that is a little bit weird and people will say that it's playing of race cards, right? will be like reserving the president election for a certain race. Mm. They call it a specific term. I can't remember yet at this point. So if for how many cycles we haven't got a certain race, the next president will be reserved for that race. Director Tumaria, do you think this kind of policy can cause an issue in Singapore?
Yeah, definitely. Because we always emphasize meritocracy, mm-hmm. but reserving a seat for a certain race goes against that. And it is something that our country is built on merit, mm. right? So if someone says, oh, you can't be president because you're not Malay, mm. that would raise like some kind of issue. People will be like, why are you highlighting the differences between the races, you know?
Yes,
when
correct.
When the job as of a president should be based on merit.
Correct. That's my thoughts exactly. I just want to check with you guys because you all gave me a lot of new insights. Okay, so I just want to check in with them what I think is correct or wrong. Okay, so I share the same view as you because it will be very weird. Okay, audience, imagine this. Okay, now not president, the job is Olympic swimmer. Okay, so the next Olympic, we can only use Malay swimmer because our previous six Olympics, all Chinese. Then, but we have a better swimmer that is Chinese. Okay, shout out to all our good swimmers out there. Okay, do you think it's fair that they reserve a job regardless of whether the person is good enough for a certain race? Okay, Jonathan, would you like to take that?
Reserve a job for?
A certain race.
For a certain race, what kind of job?
Any job, because to me, right, the highest office in Singapore, president, right, is a job. Nonetheless,
right.
It's a job. So do you think it's okay to just reserve for a certain race?
We should of course hire a person based on their credentials and their merit lah, right? But the problem in Singapore, and there's also something which I want to talk about, is that we don't have anti-discrimination legislation, hmm. right, to protect people who might be unfairly treated in the workplace, yeah, hmm. based on their race, or not just race, but also like maybe their sexual orientation, their hmm. gender identity. Yeah, so these are very concrete things that the government should do lah, yeah, to prevent this kind of discrimination from happening in the workplace. Or whether when you're looking for a place to stay, housing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have Indian friends telling me that when the Chinese landlord, you know, finds out that it's going to be an Indian tenant, they don't want to rent. Yeah, so this is racist, right? Yeah, but there's no place for the Indian person or the minority to go and file a complaint and say that they have been discriminated against. So these are important systemic issues that need to be addressed.
Okay. So I'm very thankful that today we have Jonathan. He's an activist. Okay. So he has a lot of expertise. So hopefully in our next episodes, we also have like professionals, you know, politicians and stuff. Then that will really help with our content. Okay, so thanks for all the insight. Any last messages that you want to tell our viewers? Any message that you want to put across to them very strongly? Okay. This is your chance to do it.
So. During our conversation just now, whenever Shawal looked at me and he said activist, he would give me this look, you know, like activist is a dirty word. Yeah, it's not a dirty word. We activists are good citizens. Yeah, and we are not traitors to our country, as not like what Shanmugam or Xia Kemping will say about us. Yeah, so don't badmouth activism and activists. Yeah, we are actually a force for good.
Yeah, I just want to clarify, I just get to use the word activist. People every time say activist, then got people burst through the door. I'm so scared, right? Yeah, so I just like some sort of activist, you know, don't really say the whole word. Yeah.
Okay, I was actually talking about this with my friend and we came across like something. We realized that everyone has a bias. Everyone, like the automatic response is to be biased against something or for something. But it's our controlled processes, what we do, our actions after that, that defines who we are. So what people can do is to actually think thoroughly about whether something they want to say is racist or not, or something they want to do is racist or not. And then if it's racist, don't do it. Yeah.
All right, good point. Okay, so thank you very much, Maria. Thank you very much, Jonathan, for coming to our Slack and Discuss problem episode. Okay, and for those of you that are watching, I hope if you like the episode, okay, click the like button. Okay, if you don't like the episode, do the other thing. Okay, tell us how you feel in the comments and also give us further suggestions for our next episode. Okay, what subject matter would you like? Who would you like to see on our show? Maybe you want more activists? Okay, we can call for more activists. Okay, other than that, I think I'll see you all in the next episode. Goodbye.